Mr. Dickinson's account of the trials at the last assizes at Lancaster. From W. Sharp, May 1747. I here send you the particulars of the trials against Fowden and others, the last assizes, with the circumstances attending the same agreeable to what I last writ you. When our counsel had read over and considered their briefs we appointed, and had a consultation in order to advise and determine what matters to go upon, and how to introduce our proofs conformable thereto. And first, as to Fowden, the material proofs and facts against him were, 1. His going in the procession to the Market Cross and proclaiming the Pretender, and his voluntarily directing a person who was standing in the street to go and tell the Borough Reeve to meet them immediately there. 2. His giving directions, when none of the rebels were with him, to a person to go work for the rebels at the artillery ground, and he would pay him. 3. His giving a warrant, signed in his own name to a person, desired him to go with it and press 12 whitesmiths to polish bullets for the rebels, who got some persons accordingly. 4. His ordering persons to go and cast bullets for the rebels. 5. His going to demand horses for the rebels, and though Maddox, a neighbour of his who took on with the rebels, was with him, yet it could not be supposed he could be underforced or intimidated by him. 6. His going to demand the militia arms for the rebels, and swearing a woman on a book to discover where the same were. 1 Sparks, a Lancashire man who joined the rebels, was with him, but it could not be thought he was forced by him. 7. His telling a person who was a drummer in Manchester he must beat up for recruits for the rebels, which he did. 8. Warrants issued out to the constables in the country of the names of Fowden and Wally to bring in forage and horses and carriages for the rebel army, styled in the warrants the Prince's Army. 9. Fowden being amongst and intimate with the chief of the rebels at a tavern in Manchester, and drinking confusion to the Elector of Hanover and success to Prince Charles. These were the chief things we relied on as overt acts to find Fowden guilty. The witnesses to support those charges were very strong, and particular in their informations before the justices, and even upon my first examining them. But as I examined and cross-examined them several times afterwards, and before the day of trial in order to get them to stick up to the points, I found such a variation amongst some of them in favour of Fowden, in regard to some material charges against him, that I was obliged to draw the proofs of those over again and made copies thereof for the counsel to prevent their being deceived. But though we were in some measure deceived in proving the charges in the 4, 7, and 8 articles, yet we made out the charges in the other articles evident enough, and had it not been for the strong and positive proof Fowden had of a continued force upon him backed with a crowd of witnesses, for he had no less than 32 examined, I'm inclinable to think he must have been found guilty.